I don't know. Who would you vote for, LeMayor or Biden?
That's a good question, actually.
LeMayor today. No briefing, no...
LeMayor's got a nasty sense of direction, I'll tell you that.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a... Dude, I never know where... Like, I parked in a parking garage, and I was like, LeMayor, where am I? He's just like, left, right, boom, 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 boom.
LeMayor's got a lot of secret...
He's
deceptively smart.
He knows the city like the back of his hand, too. It's crazy. He's like, oh, yeah, up here, there's a this, and I'm like...
Don't you guys get lost to every drive?
That was just last week. That was his bad last week. He had a lot on the mind.
Don't you guys miss the exit every
week? That was last week. He was missing a lot of... He was almost missing a lot of exits, but I think he had something weighing heavy on his mind.
You're not stoned today.
No.
I could tell.
Yeah, no.
That's why he's a little chippy attitude.
Oh, yeah. He's got that nasty attitude.
Normally he comes in...
You should have seen him in Barstool, dude.
I'm sure they have free swag and merch everywhere.
He was wearing like a fucking Pontius Pilate. Like they had like a Roman outfit. He just tossed on like a weird costume, walked around.
Awesome. Did you have fun in Barstool?
Yeah, it was fun. I had a steak and lobster.
You had steak and lobster? Yeah.
The Yak sponsored by Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, hell
so
yeah.
We jumped in for a second. LeMayor fucking...
You went on the Yak and ate steak and lobster?
Yeah, I was like, can I get one? You're like, yeah. I was like, all right.
We were on for like 10 minutes. Nice. Munch some steak and lobster.
Was that the first time you had been there?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
They don't have enough games, though. It's like all...
You wanted more games.
Yeah, I need more games. I need one game room. Too many bars, not enough game rooms.
They had a blitz machine. They had an NFL blitz machine.
Really?
It wasn't plugged in. Bro, if that thing was plugged in, it would have been motherfucking problem. I played a lot of blitz this weekend. Butterly came and he has his he came.
Oh, you guys were playing blitz?
He's got this thing that he hooks up to the TV and there's a million games on it. We played probably 30 games
of blitz. How were you doing? Were you
pretty
good?
It was 50-50, honestly.
Blitz is like Mario Kart where they keep you in it.
They do. No, they do.
Is a great algorithm.
The fumble, it's perfect, dude. The fumble riskies start popping
perfect
up.
Perfect game.
Yeah, no, it's...
It's going to be a good game.
I could play it all
Jerome
day.
Jerome Bettis, 2 seconds left in the game, touchdown. Not a big deal.
That was arcade mode. Arcade mode, dude, give me the fucking controller. God
damn.
Yeah,
we need the N64 controller. I still have one here.
Dude, I could play Blitz all day.
I think I have NFL Blitz in this apartment with an N64. I got to check.
Thought I could feel it.
Yeah, you can feel it.
I could feel the Blitz.
Down in my plums.
It might be the best game. It might be the best game in the world.
It was up there.
Of that genre, I think NFL Blitz is the most fun. The only thing
NBA Street, if we're considering that part of the genre.
Street's nasty, yeah.
NBA Street Volume 2 was... But that's when you're getting into PlayStation 2 territory.
You know when they made a hockey game that's like NBA Jam?
Yeah.
2-on-2 hockey, that was pretty nasty. Played that.
There was Wayne Gretzky's... There was one that was like that. It was 3-on-3.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It's fucking pretty fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, the...
We need to get back into those. I keep trying to find a game. I hate games, dude.
That sucks.
It sucks.
Dude, Blitz...
Every game sucks.
Yeah.
Every game's the exact same.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything's like...
UFC is fucking sick.
UFC is awesome.
I guess you got to play against... I can only play
I try to play online and I get fucking murdered.
That pisses me off. I gotta play against my bros because it's like otherwise...
Bros is fun. You need someone in the room getting upset.
Yes.
I need to see someone go... I thought I had it.
I'm getting better though. That's what
dude,
I was
I had you. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're making
we
a thing.
We shouldn't even talk about UFC now. I just want to play UFC.
I know. I shouldn't have mentioned it. Now we're going to get the bug. Yeah, dude, they're making a version of Blitz now where you can play online. And like Ultimate Blitz would be two people on one same team. It would be very fun if you could just fucking run certain routes and shit.
I've definitely talked about it before. That was big. I miss my college bros for that.
Yeah,
we used to play. We got NCAA. We would all play. Four controllers on the same team, all playing defense.
Dude, that's...
Drinking a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, there's
playing the season.
Nothing awesome. More fun than that, dude.
By the fifth game, I'm throwing picks. I'm shit-faced. My friend who didn't know how to play, we would have him kick our field goals, so there was a chance we missed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was fun.
That's so much fun.
I miss those days.
Yeah, and we did the snow day back in the old house and drank and played Mario Kart. That was pretty fun.
That's a disaster.
Last place in Mario Kart has to chug.
Everybody has to chug.
Is that what it was?
You have to finish your beer before you finish the race.
That's what it was.
Can't drive while you're drinking.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
And by race four,
and I think
you drank four beers in 10 minutes.
I think whoever finished last place had to drink something else or something.
I don't know, but that resulted in a and then we went to a fucking like open mic.
Yeah.
And I said some nasty things on the microphone. Whoopsies.
I don't know the point of the game. We used to play a game called Kerfuckle or something, or we made up a name, and it was you had to like chug a beer and then take it, like just hit a bowl or a bong and like hold it in while someone did something else. And like, it was, you go back and forth, and it was ridiculous.
Yeah, you'd be
comatose,
totally obliterated.
And you just go out to like Westchester and be like, you could talk to girls. Yeah. Like, hey, what's going on? Just
be like, all right, we're pre-gaming with, we're all going to chug a bottle of fucking Calico Jack. no chasers, just. Yeah, be like, we're playing cowboy face. It's like, what's that? It's like you chug and then you try not to make a face.
Yeah, there was no game to it. Yeah. It was like not a real thing. Cowboy face is kind of a sick game.
That is fun.
Just chug and making no
chug face. Something disgusting and just.
Oh, I couldn't do it, dude. Yeah. I have a bitch banker face, dude. I'd be fucking.
No, you haven't been approved.
I don't approve of the taste of this.
We're taking your house.
It must be cool owning a bank.
Owning a bank?
Yeah, just owning a bank and being like, because doesn't the FDIC only, they insure up to like $250,000?
Yes.
So if you lose.
I just got that email.
Really?
Yeah. I have to diversify my banks.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't like it.
You have to. Or just start one.
I just want
to
keep it all.
Yeah, keep it all.
I don't like all these fucking banks.
Yeah, you have to diversify.
Aren't they all going to fail soon?
I don't think so.
And then what happens when they fail? Are they just like, you know, we lost it.
Yeah, you're fucked.
So if you put money in a bank and the bank fails.
The federal insurance will insure you up to $250,000.
Oh, okay. That makes
sense. So if the bank fails, you're insured. I get $250,000.
So everything else I lose.
Yes. If you put over $250,000 in a bank, and if you say you had like $700,000 in a bank and the bank failed, the government would be like, here's $250,000. You're federally insured for that amount. But if you have like $1 million in a bank, they're gonna go, hey man, we're sorry that happened to you. But the bank's out of money and you're kind of fucked.
Well, then you got to get a gun and go to the bank. You go give the money back.
Wouldn't even be a robbery at that point. It'd be like, hey.
Yeah, you give me back what I gave you. It'd be an O.J. Simpson situation.
This happened with the Silicon Valley Bank that went down.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of investors had their money in there, like more than $250,000. And they had to like, the government had to get involved. They're like, all right, we'll get you all of your money back.
Mm. They got all, they what? But they were only federally insured for $250,000. Yeah, respect
I think that's why it was such a disastrous
bailout. That's what they talked about being the Silicon Valley bailout. I thought they were talking about the BTC or whatever that.
Bitcoin.
So that's the company they were talking about?
Well, Silicon Valley Bank was the company that, they were the bank that gave their money to all the crypto companies.
Oh.
So a bunch of crypto companies invested. They started taking their money out of there because they were crypto.
So why did they get bailed out?
Because there was a bunch of other like unintended millionaires who got hurt.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like hearing about millionaires getting their money back, dude. I was the only one when they bailed out like Goldman Sachs back during the recession. I was like, thank God, dude. I was so happy for them. I was like, I don't want to lose all their money. They're so
laying on that mattress
money.
In our house. I was like, God, I hope those guys are all right. I know. Yes, I got $50 from Raven Lounge. Yes. I'll spend it all right now. Well, 10 double citywides, please.
Yeah. That is funny when they're like, Obama had to bail those banks out.
I think he did.
He did.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I always wonder. I'm like, oh.
You got to go, how did we get here?
My question, though, I always go, like, did you watch The Big Short?
Yeah.
What was the argument making? Like, what would have happened if they let all those banks fail?
I don't know. I don't recall. I think the entire economy would collapse.
Would have collapsed. Yeah. Maybe so. Oh, yeah, because then they can't loan any more money out. Yeah, I guess because the government can still always make. That's where I get so confused.
Oh, I was listening to Tim Dillon's podcast. He was just talking about that.
What'd he say?
I guess Biden wanted to do a thing where, like, I'm fucking this up, but, like, your credit doesn't matter. It's like a thing to try to get minority housing up. It's like your credit score doesn't matter. We'll give you a loan for a house. And he's like.
That was the start of the subprime?
I know it's nice, but this is exactly. What happened in 2008.
Oh.
You gave out loans that you knew people weren't going to pay.
Yeah.
And then the housing market crashed.
Yeah, that was.
And then they're like, we need to do it to be.
He's trying to do it again. He's trying to do it again.
I don't know. I heard it while I was playing MLB The Show, listening to Tim Dillon.
Man, that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad thing when all the mortgages fall and everyone's like, the real estate bubble's going to burst again.
If the real estate bubble bursts, I'm fucked.
Fucking losing my shirt, dude.
Fucking apartment. I'm just gonna rent forever.
Some people do that.
Actually, I just bought a house. Fuck. Son of a bitch.
Well, yeah, true.
Actually, I haven't put a single payment into that.
Really?
Yeah, dude. They didn't make me sign the. They thought my credit sucked, so they didn't have me on the loan.
Declare bankruptcy.
My
now.
Stupid dad and sister didn't include me on the loan.
You're a fucking shark, dude.
Now I don't need to pay.
You're an absolute shark. File Chapter 11, dude.
I'm gonna fail. Yeah, I'm gonna file bankruptcy.
Have people do a bunch of work to fix it up. And file Chapter 11 like Trump.
Yeah, have
you
fix
should
it
go bankrupt.
Go, I'm not gonna pay you.
You're cash rolling. You can go bankrupt right now and just completely burn all. Get a ton of credit and just burn it.
Yeah.
Just be like, yeah, I'm fucking Chapter 11. Sorry, guys. Peace.
And then what?
And you just wait, and then you get your credit back. All you do it. That's what all the developers did in the 90s.
Yeah.
One guy would build, he'd fuck everyone over, and then he'd partner up with two other guys, and they would split it, and then the other guy would file Chapter 11, then like 7 years is up, and now you're back up. A lot of those guys, that was like the stuff they tried to get Trump for, and he's like, yeah, I took advantage of business laws. Like, what do you want me to do? Which was very bad, because you have people were doing like hundreds of thousands of dollars worth.
Fucking over Ukrainian immigrants.
Yeah, you just crushed
I think them. That's what he was using.
Probably.
Anyway.
I mean, if he likes his... construction workers like he likes his babes, and he probably supports UK. But does he like Russian babes or Ukrainian babes? Or he just likes leggy blonde.
Small brother.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't discriminate.
I think that was good, that town hall. He had a decent answer for that. CNN lady, that fucking nasty woman.
What was she saying to him at the town hall?
She was just being a hot babe, being snarky. I liked her.
Yeah.
She was like, she's like, do you hope Ukraine wins the war? He's like, I don't. He was like, just stop. Stop the war.
Yeah. Knock it off.
She kept trying to get him. She's like, so you're cheering for Russia? He's like, I'm not cheering for him. Like,
oh, they were getting him like that?
Yeah. Like, do you want Ukrainian victory or not? It's like, cut it out, lady.
Yeah.
Cut it out, you fine bitch.
Do you want Ukrainian victory?
We need Ukrainian victory.
It is weird. It's like, no, I want them to all get along and stop that.
I want him to cut it out.
Knock it off. I mean, dude, if you were president, he would
say it'd be done in 24 hours if I was president.
He wouldn't have done that. I wonder what if there was truth to that? Like, he calls them, and they're like, yeah, dude, our bad. Like,
our bad, we didn't know you were president. Mr. Trump.
Man. You're the fucking man, Mr. Trump. Because it's like,
there's dudes that believe that.
Huh?
There's people out there that are like, Mr. Trump will call them and end this thing right away, dude.
Dude, what if he gets...
Daddy's home.
I think it's worth a shot to be like, dude, all right, then go over there and talk to that guy. Go talk to him. No, I have to be president first.
Yeah, I have to be president. No, I'm not going to do it.
I was just
laughing about... it's a little off subject, but dudes being like, I'm a fucking grown-ass man.
Yeah.
It's just such a funny, like, little kid thing to say. Like, dude. I'm a big guy. Dude. I'm old. You can't talk to me like that. I'm big.
I got crushed.
I'm a big man.
Dude, I got crushed last night because I was coming up with flight plans for this weekend. And I was just like, well, there's not a lot of good flights. And I was like, dude, first of all, she's like, well, there's like a six.
You hit her with, I'm a grown ass man.
No, even worse.
Fuck.
I hit her with 6:40. There was 6:40 a.m. She floated that to me. I went, that's going to be so early. I get up at like 4:00. I want to be sleepy. Like, it basically was like, I'm going to be so tired. I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And then we kept looking, and I didn't see any other
options.
You're
not wrong to do that, dude.
I forgot I had said that. And I was like, she's like, well, what are you going to do? And I was like, dude, I'm like a fucking mercenary. If I got to drive there, I'll fucking drive there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, she's like, what do you mean you're going to drive there? And I was like, I'll fucking drive at night, sleep for a couple hours, and then I'll get up in the morning early as fuck, and I'll drive. Like, Brady, there's one thing about me. I'm like militant, dude. I'll get up and... She's like, you just said you couldn't get up for a 6:40 flight. And I was like, dad, dang it, I didn't say that. Fuck.
I was being a bitch earlier. I've changed.
Like, well. Yeah, I didn't want to get up and go to the airport that early, but I would drive for 5 hours. I stopped and I went, you got me, dude. I was like, you got me. You caught me. Damn it. I forgot I said that.
Now, when that happens, you got to go, see? See what I did?
Yeah, true.
When I was wrong, I said you were right. That's how you do that. It's a good way to do it.
She caught me in the middle. I was firing myself up so much. It's like, Britt, you don't understand what I'll... See, you don't... Here's the thing. You don't get... And I'm like doing all this shit. She's like, didn't you say like 6:42 was too early? I was like...
Yeah,
but that was like
early.
I know, dude. I'll be up at fucking 4:00.
I always wait till the night before to see when I'm or where I'm flying out of.
Mm.
I brat out on my management.
But to see like what time?
What the fuck would you have me flying out of Newark at fucking 7 a.m. for? Like, you said that was okay. I was like, no way. There's no way I said that. But there's no way they would have booked it without me saying,
yeah,
they definitely got me. And I was like, fuck it, I'll wake up at 4.
I don't give a fuck. Here's the thing about me.
The night before I checked it, I was like, I got to go to bed now.
Yeah. Fuck. And you like,
I got to wake up in 3 hours to go to the fucking Newark.
You can't sleep. You're like, Yeah, I was hitting her with full, like, bro, I'm like a fucking mercenary, dude. You like, you just dropped me.
You
somewhere.
Got me. You hit me with trucker blood early in our relationship. Yeah. And I was like, he's right. Because I used to, anytime, I did shows in South Carolina constantly.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
I was at that place. I would just be like, all right, I'll leave at midnight. I got a show tomorrow night.
That was crazy, man.
Just drive 8 hours. It was the best.
Yeah, it is kind of sick.
I loved it.
I know. You do
just
have.
Just drink like 6 Red Bulls and listen to music.
It turns out you did have trucker blood because you had someone trucking
just
in your family.
Fat guy. Just mind off.
Get out of the road.
Those were some tough days, though. When the sun started coming up, like all of a sudden there'd be traffic from people going to work.
Yeah.
While I was driving to get like $200 at a shit comedy club. Show up. They're like, who are you?
Yeah.
Like, I emailed you 48 times. That was me. You said I could feature this. You said I could feature. They're like, no, we didn't. There's already a feature. I'd be like, well, I'm here.
I drove 8 hours.
I drove to Florida. I need this. And bomb. And bomb. Damn, that was wild. That was like one of my first road gigs. I was in Florida. Got there. They were like, who are you? And I was like, you guys said you were going to get my hotel. Like, no. I stayed in, like, I brought my girlfriend. I stayed in like a motel.
Oh no, you brought the babe?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, babe, we did it.
Bro,
I got a show in Florida, not a big deal. We're going to have to drive for 46 hours.
My parents drive to Florida like 10 times a year. They're insane.
That is fucking insane.
It's really weird.
A flight to Florida is so easy.
Dude, well, the mask thing, my mom was like, nah, bro.
Beast.
Like, I'm flying. She was so pissed off about that. She's like, I'm not getting on an airplane. She's like, they're really weird with that stuff, Matt. I was like, you're not wrong, Mom.
She's not wrong.
You're not wrong. But she just, dude, they even before that, though, they just drive down there. He'll be like, I got to bring a kayak down there. And he's like, we're driving down. And they just fucking,
I don't mind driving. I like a drive like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd
like,
have to do it again.
I like... It's nice having nothing to do for 2 days.
True,
just
yeah.
Just being like, this is what I'm doing.
And you're just buzzing, buzzing down the road. I guess we did the Florida Way drive when I was a real little kid.
Yeah.
Like in a.
It's tough when you're a kid. That shit blows.
Dude, we're in a conversion van. My whole family was in a conversion van. And we just drove to Florida. We stopped once in Georgia, stopped at a bed and breakfast. And then we went on the we stopped at Busch Gardens, I think.
Awesome.
Went on the Big Bad Wolf. I thought I was going to die.
It's down in Virginia Way.
Yeah. We did Big Bad Wolf or Busch Gardens. And we stopped at this like weird old lady's place down like in like Georgia or somewhere. I remember just like walking around being like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
And then,
it's probably somebody's fucking aunt.
Yeah, it was. It was some like really weird.
We would always do that. Just stop at some relative that I've never heard of or seen again.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. I don't recall them. And I remember
we would drive to Hilton Head. We used to go to Hilton Head. My grandma had a townhouse there. That was a tough drive when I was a kid.
That's, what, like 8-10 hours?
Yeah, it's a long one.
God damn.
But we'd hit south of the border. I remember seeing it and be like, dude, I want to go to south of
fireworks,
the border so fucking bad. We never went.
Oh, I remember them saying, honestly, like, you can get fireworks here. And it's being like,
yeah, I was like, that must be the coolest place on earth.
Fuck.
You drive past it now, you're like, holy fuck. Fuck, what a dump, dude. What a piece of shit.
I do remember seeing it as a little kid and being like, this is like, it was like a eighth wonder of the world. I was like, this is amazing.
This is crazy. There's a giant sombrero.
The architecture is truly unbelievable.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Baroque.
Yeah, I was like, this, they're like,
this gothic? No, it's retard. It's retarded. It's a fly trap for
it's
retarded
actually
people.
Plywood, yeah. It's just nothing but plywood. And a giant Mexican guy head or something.
Awesome.
Yeah, it does rule.
I wish I could have gone when I was a boy.
South of the board?
I can do it now.
You know, now
there's some nasty bars in there.
Oh.
Getting fucked up at south of the border would be. It'd be like a real sad time.
It's probably like being in Tijuana.
Yeah, basically.
What is that?
Pretty much.
What is south of the border? Is it like
donkey shows?
Is
just vicious bestiality.
People go down there and have sex with 12-year-olds. Yeah. And they're like, south of the border.
South of the border, man. Come on. Get you a funny t-shirt. Just some fireworks and a fucking funny t-shirt.
Is it in, where is it? In Virginia?
Sting bombs.
Is it in Virginia?
South Carolina.
Is South Carolina?
I think it's the border of North and South Carolina.
Is it really?
I believe.
Can we get a, guys, we get a confirmation?
What are you
there?
Doing? Twiddling your fucking thumbs?
Town, New York, too.
That there's a south count? Of the border in Levittown, New
yeah.
York?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the Canadian one.
True.
Where? Yeah. 53.
Hmm?
You said 53?
Oh, I thought you said, where are we at?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Close.
I thought you were just weird. A beautiful mind, dude. I thought you were just shout yeah. out numbers. I thought you solved a complex equation.
Wait, Seth, you're not referring to the Mexican restaurant, right, when you're talking about south of the border?
No.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's what LeMaire thought you were talking
about. Yeah, LeMaire.
No, it's like a big fight. It's, you've been there. Oh, you and Dorian were there.
Yeah, you have. You've been there.
Yeah, the guy with the hat.
You're the only one in the room that's been there.
Look up Denny's, like the person or the restaurant?
The theme park, Denny's?
Where is the actual non-Mexican restaurant? Not the famous
guys,
New York Mexican restaurant.
Somebody's got to be able to fucking find us. Do I need to do it?
Jesus Christ.
Hey, why?
Dillon, South Carolina.
Damn. That'd be funny to rename that town Dillon Mulvaney, South
Carolina. Yeah, it's on the border of North Carolina and South Carolina.
If I became a billionaire, I would do that. I would take like very rural, remote areas and call them like Buck Angel, Montana.
Buck
Angel. Like everyone who lived there would have to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I remember the giant sombrero. This is nice, dude.
Can I see a pic of it?
This place is fucking hell.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Back then, that was like the tallest building in South Carolina. In the 90s, that place was a fucking... It was a true marvel.
I remember seeing it, and then like, because I remember during 4th of July, there would be like guys that would drive down south and come up with like trunks full of illegal fireworks.
Yeah.
And just as a kid being like, dude, he was just at south of the border.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude, he loaded up.
Fireworks was so nice as a kid. Dude,
I knew dudes that were like,
Pennsylvania, you could never get them, dude.
They're, thank fucking God. As I've gotten older, I'm like, thank God. Yeah. I fucking hate them, but
I'm scared of them. I got fireworks for the kids. We were at the lake house. I was like, this is going to be fun.
I like lighting them.
I got them the shittiest fireworks possible, and I was still like, got to run. Don't want to get hit by this thing.
I do like lighting them, but Jesus Christ. When you're in a city environment, fireworks are just not a good idea. They're the worst.
True that.
They're the absolute fucking worst.
I got a whiz. Can we pause this for a second?
Yeah, pause it up.